Welcome to the BBC, a wax cast based on collaboration, not competition. Between both cheeks is a world filled with beauty, bums, and billions of bucks. The hosts of the BBC are Luba, the badass boss bitch, creator and owner of international brands and beauty salons. Becca,
once newbie and now experienced enforcer, she's hatched out of her egg and manages business with authority and a smile.
Welcome to the BBC.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the BBC. That's the big black, we mean between both cheeks. My name is Becca. I'm here today with Luba and Aaron. And it's been a while.
It's
been a while. Yeah, it's been a minute. We've been busy.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy.
So it's been a minute and we've been busy because we've been at trade shows. And the last one that we just did was the Dallas ICES. That's put on by LNE. All of the letters. And then we're getting ready for Vegas IECSC, which is a different company put on by American Spa or Questex. But you guys, we want to talk about Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yeehaw.
Yeah, yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Right. Back at their hat. We need that hat.
We do.
We wore cowgirl hats and we were ready.
And they were ready.
Mm-hmm.
They were very ready.
If you're from, I get really anywhere in the U.S., out of all the beauty shows that you should make it a priority to go to, I personally would recommend the Dallas show. As an attendee, as a vendor, either.
Yeah, it's small, but.
Small but mighty.
Small but mighty.
Yeah.
Small but mighty.
Yeah. So Dallas is a great show for us as a vendor. And I feel like for students, because it's not too big and too crazy like the Vegas or New York shows, but you still get a lot of the same brands that go and do education there. And so we were there this year for the second time. And the Dallas was one of our favorite shows last year, mm-hmm. but we thought maybe it was just a fluke.
Yep.
And then we did it again this year. And
it's
it was
a fluke.
It was like 10X. So Luba, explain why Dallas is our favorite.
Well, I think it's simply put that people in Dallas are business people. And, you know, they treat the aesthetics world as a business and not a hobby. It's very apparent. You know, we travel all across North America, including Canada and all of the US for shows. And I've never seen people be so committed to their business. They write down what vendors they want to see, what booth they're at, what training seminars they want to see, what time that is at. They've got the book out highlighted. We had people drive 4 hours to come see our seminar because they couldn't get in last year. And then not only did they drive 4 hours, they sat in line for 2.5 hours and ate their lunch. So they would for sure have a seat. I mean, I've never seen that level of commitment.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to those people, you know who you are.
Yeah. They had a budget. They knew what they needed to spend and what they wanted to spend. They were, I would say, the most engaged group that we had when we talk about the money portion in our seminars. Mm-hmm. I saw more people than ever taking notes and taking photos of that portion of it. And then the one that stands out to me, she was in a bright pink jacket. I forget her name because I met so many people, but she literally, her and her counterpart were so heavily trying to convince their boss that bright was the right fit for their business that they came to our seminar. and then like literally went back and forth between the booth and their boss probably half a dozen times, mm-hmm. just asking all the questions. And then finally their boss kind of, you know, broke down and was like, all right, I'll do it. And I was like, okay, so when you make brightest success in your business and you tell your boss, I told you so, then I want you to come on the podcast and talk about that. Like it was that extent of passion and drive and business sense,
mm-hmm.
which for me has been extremely refreshing. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Details coming soon.
Oh my God. So Erin, this is your first time in Dallas. What did you think? Because we told you, oh, it's going to be busy. It's going to be insane. Did it live up to our expectations?
Yeah, you know, and going to Dallas, it was special for me because that's actually where I went to beauty school all those years ago. You know, seeing the community in action down there in comparison to, you know, other states that I've been licensed, it is refreshing, like Luba said. And, you know, not that everybody in all of the United States and the world doesn't treat it like a business, but like Luba said, when these professionals came, they meant business. They have a clear understanding what they're going to do with the product, how they're going to incorporate the product. They came with a plan and their budgets. I took photos of a woman's because she had all of her time set out and which class she wanted to attend at that time. I'm like, hey, do you mind if I, because we were on there. They came knowing how they would sit and they saw the value in the service. They knew who it was for and how they were going to bring it in. And, you know, even as conservative of a state as Texas is, they're so open to the new ideas and services. Even the schools, you were talking about that. I know exactly who you were talking about in the pink, but I have the school instructors. They came up to us. They are so excited and to bring this in because they prep their students for real and relevant service to be successful. It blew my mind because even as busy we were and these people wanted to come and people waited 2 hours plus in line, they were so patient. Us at the booth, we would look up after class and there would be just a line of people. And, you know, here we're just like, we don't want them to walk away. And, you know, we want to make sure they're taken care of. We would look up, they would remain patient, no attitude, like, it was amazing.
The kindness.
It was absolutely amazing. The kindness. Yes. The kindness and was, just,
yeah, it was incredible. And I was talking to our security team who usually gets the brunt of a lot of unkind people that can't make it into our class. And they said zero issues. Like even when we were like holding people up at the door, when we were like at max capacity, with the fire marshal sitting in our classes and we were auctioning off seats, like who's got one seat behind, like beside them. And we started like to split people up just so we could fill the odd seats here and there. I was stopping people and they were like, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I ran up. I'll just wait up their space. Like it was just so different than other shows. I don't know. And I do want to talk about too, you know, from an organizational standpoint of the people that put on the show, Danny, mm-hmm. Liz, and all those people from LNE, like it was extremely seamless. It was very well run. It was very organized. It was very quick when, you know, getting our booth, packing up the booth and getting it picked. Like, I don't know. I mean, some other company should take a note. It was so well.
Danny, go Liz.
Go Liz, go Danny. I don't know. That was my, and that was a point.
Go
that,
Danny.
That Jake had brought up too. Like, wow. I mean, for Danny to be able to leave, like when we said goodbye, like the show was shutting down and she's like, peace out. I'm out of here. Like that's how you know that's a well-oiled machine when you don't have to stay to the very end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Liz, Annie. You made this show smooth for us. And yeah, it's LNE, not to be, and there are other, Becca, you're the all, but they're also ICES, you can feel ESC, but LNE puts on the ICES show, and thank you guys so much for doing such a great job.
Yeah, it was so good. And thanks for putting us at the very end of the classroom, not as close to other people. I think it was greatly appreciated.
Luba, why don't you tell them why it was a good idea to put us at the end? What did we introduce into our classroom?
Oh my God, what did we not introduce? We now have to have like a disclaimer that we have flashing lights, a fog machine, loud bangs. I'm going to leave it
who
at
showed
that.
Up
because you have machine. To show up to see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We were asking people, like, if you've already seen this class today or yesterday, please leave so we can, like, people were coming to our class 3 times a day. Like, every class, they were, like, coming back to it. There's nothing new to learn. Like, we talk about the same thing. It's the same class. But they were like, I'm here again.
Same class. For now, so I'll get late.
Yeah. I mean, we do it.
Well. Ooh, who sat in the front row? Who sat in the front row because of the smoke machine? I want you to tell everybody that.
The fire marshal.
Who paid us a visit?
Which, and I loved, it was a woman.
Yeah.
Like, sweet. How cool was that? Yeah, so she came in, like all of the classes she was at. She was at every single one. I start to wonder if it really was.
Speaking of who was sitting in our classes, Luke had a very special moment. She noticed a man sitting in the crowd by himself. And, you know, Luke went up to him. Talk about it, Luke. What happened?
This was so wild.
So sweet.
There was like an older gentleman came in by himself, sat in the very back row. And, you know, that's just something that we don't see a lot of. We see a lot of men come in with their wives. But like, just like an older man by himself back row, I was very curious. So when we do our collaboration portion, I went over and introduced myself and he started to cry. He started to cry and he said that he was here to support his daughter who wanted to come to this class. So he wanted to come support her in it. But the tears came from my speech about collaboration over competition and how he is a small business owner, completely unrelated, but he gets a lot of negativity and a lot of hate from other competing companies. And he said that really struck a chord with him.
Mm-hmm.
It was wild. Like, you know, it's wild how something that we do for the beauty industry can actually reach other industries and other people, and exactly what our mission is at Bright to, you know, have a collaborative union of kindness.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wasn't in aesthetics at all. Something so different.
Yeah, so that was very touching. So like just the entire trip was just overall really, really beautiful. So listen up, Dallas. I gave you some surprises during the show. We're going to have some surprises Let us get through this one other show and we're going to have something special for you. We're going to have something special. We've already been talking about it. We're going to do something special for you guys. So like, comment, subscribe, follow us on all of the things so you can make sure that you get this information. If you signed up for our emails, please make sure you have subscribed to them. Right, Becca? Is that the right verbiage?
If you sign up to the emails, don't unsubscribe, because then you don't get anything.
Mm-hmm. And I'm working on something right now.
Yeah, we're going to come back to you to do something just for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How about you, Becca? What did you think of Dallas? What was the part?
Oh my God, Dallas is my favorite show too. And I said it last year. But, you know, you never know. Sometimes, you know, it was in a different month this year, too. So you never know what factors play into to who attends. And it's an energy exchange. So it's all about the people that you meet. Mm-hmm. And that can happen. Anyways,
huge.
Dallas was my favorite last year. It was my favorite this year, too. So it's not a fluke. It's Southern hospitality. I love the accents. It's really hard to be in that environment talking all day long for multiple days and not mimic and pick up the accent naturally. But my God, yeah, I love the Southern accents. And like Luba said, like the people are serious. Like even, you can even notice it down to wardrobe. The clothes that people are wearing and how they're presenting themselves overall is a lot more professional. Not that we don't see that at the other cities and the other shows, but you never once saw a pair of Crocs.
Wait, I'm sorry, did people not show up in pajamas?
Yeah, if you know, you know. Oh my God. And the commitment, like they come ready, they come prepared, they already knew what was going on. Nobody wasted your time letting you give them the whole spiel and then they walk away because they're a hairstylist and they're not interested at all. Mm-hmm. They were like, great, I've already researched you a little bit. I know a little bit. I've heard your name. Tell me the key points. And then boom, they wouldn't want to waste their time. They wouldn't want to waste your time.
And I think it goes
we had lots of hairstylists as well. Like I spoke to a few barbers that are going to use it as a back of neck treatment. Mm-hmm. Not that hairstylists can't use Bright, but typically a lot of them aren't even looking to expand into skin, but they want to hear everything there is to know anyways. And it just gets exhausting when you've been talking all day long.
Well, it goes to what Erin was saying in them being prepared and being like true business owners. Like, you know, listen, we did West Palm, which we thought was going to be extremely successful. And I mean, people were so appalled and disgusted with us. But the people in Dallas said, listen, if they're not bleaching assholes, they're like, oh, I can do this during a manicure. I can do this on the back of neck. I'm a barber. I can do this for underarms. I can do this for the décolleté. I can add this into my facials. Like they just think ahead. And they're not in a closed box of ew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And not everyone was business owners. Like,
you know what?
Regular esthetician students, just the mindset is different.
Yeah. I don't know what. Send over that drink water to cool. Vegas.
Yeah. You know what else was awesome about this show? Even though I did not attend. Dallas, that was my first right after Dallas. But what was really neat to see was return customers.
Oh yeah.
That was cool. Like this was like the first cycle of return shows, and to see those people that, you know, I bought this last year and it's in, and then to talk to them about how it's going in their business and to hear the success stories. That is real to me, really cool.
You know, the other thing that I saw as well, and I don't manage the social media, but I follow it diligently, is the amount of posting, tagging, and reposting of like like business people, like coming soon, book your appointment, now available, get on the wait list, which obviously it's when we sold out and we started to having to ship orders. They were not shy about it. Like they know their business. It was so refreshing to see, right? It's devastating when we get an email that's like, oh, I bought this at the show last year and I haven't opened it because I don't know how to use it. I'm pretty sure that's never going to happen in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you do hear those success
stories, they'll be teaching teach classes.
Yeah, exactly. And when you do hear those success stories, Erin, like, yes, it's great to hear because we know that they're loving the product and the thing that we're selling and making, but also like it's changing their businesses and their lives and their livelihoods because of something that we provide. Like that's what I love about that part is if they market it right and they get training and they hustle and they're motivated, like it really can change their business and their clients and everything. And it's just so cool that we started that.
Mm-hmm. Very proud.
Yeah. And you know, I always Yolanda, she is the prime example. She's a gal from Texas. You know, Shonda perform facial services and skin service outside of waxing. But since she has picked up, right, she has changed her business because she only does wax and brightening services because it took over for her.
Yeah.
You know, to see, you know, what we do have an effect, a positive effect on, you know, people's income, which, you know, positively affects their life and have this, you know, snowball effect, this great ball effect in their life. Like it feels good.
Yeah, sure does. So stay tuned, Texas. We got something for you.
Stay tuned. Bex is fixing to hook y'all up with your access. Oh, and one more special shout out. We had our first trip with one of our newest bright babes. Oh, also yeah. From Texas, South Brownsville. Joanna from Brownsville, her salon, Divalicious, she fits right in and she's amazing and very business minded, just got right in there. And thank you, Joanna. We're so happy to have you as part of the team.
She's a great fit. I'm very excited for her. Like just like she's been with us for
she's great.
You know, it was the same thing when
Shonda, it felt like it, yeah.
Shonda joined us last year in Dallas. That was her first show and it just fit right in.
Yeah, seamless.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for joining us for another episode. Like, comment, and subscribe to all of our channels everywhere. Dallas people, share this with your friends. Like I said, we got something coming for you.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Don't unsubscribe from the emails because then you don't get all of the juicy stuff. We don't put everything on social media. So you have to be on the emails. We get messages sometimes. They're like, oh, I didn't know about this. I didn't hear about it. And I say, well, are you on the emails? And they said, no, I unsubscribed. Well, that's why. So if you are in Texas or a surrounding state, you were at the show this year, you want to see more of us. We want to see more of you, so stay on the emails at least for another few months so that you get notified of this thing that we're going to do for our favorite show. Don't tell the other shows. We're about to do the Vegas show.
It's pretty incredible, though. Pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. And we will see you on the next episode. If you are on the trade show circuit, we are about to be in the Vegas show, IECSC. And then next we are doing Long Beach, California. That is an ICES show. And then to top off the end of the year, we are doing Miami. And that is an ICES show as well. So if you are in or near any of those cities, come say hi. Our booth information is online on our website. And otherwise, please write us a review. Tell your friends. If you have anything you want to let us know, you can send an email to comments@betweenbothcheeks.com. And we will see you on the next episode when we are done the Vegas show. And
thank God.
We're going to be
ready for a break.
Tired. And that's all, folks.